Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons, and we all use the he/him pronouns. One of our Vons is his original flavor, and right now he's hanging out with a new friend making fireworks in a very literal sense. And our other Vons is, I don't know, he might be like scrambling through some vents or something. He's having a good time just kind of exploring the old arcs.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is getting really excited for what's next.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, currently melded with Sidroa, the goo creature. And together we use any pronouns you want to throw at us. And Wealthy uses she, her pronouns, and I use they, them pronouns. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of lost as to where we are, but I'll pick it up.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic. And Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student / pilot. We all use he, him pronouns, and we're doing errands for getting ready to land this thing.
Yeah. If you get a chance, you should rate us, future award-winning podcast, according to Jokes Off Mic, on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do, lines us up for future awards, and you should do it to every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes. Last time, Vons was running late, going to visit the valley with everyone else. And when he got there, he ran into some builders and tried to convince them to use glue. In the room where Nara had jump scared us, Jesse introduced herself to Nara and Arcturus, and also Uyonga, who is Nara's cousin. And Wealthy reintroduced herself to Nara. And Uyonga introduced herself to Vons, and Vons and Uyonga went up to the lab and became science bros together. Meanwhile, Nara stayed and chatted with Wealthy and Grix, asking, how did Wealthy become a goo monster? And that's how we learned that Sidroa doesn't love the term goo monster, and would perhaps prefer the term goo creature. How was Grix? Well, he's a politician now, and Nara mentioned that people tend to notice when there are twins of three people who didn't used to have twins, and tried to get Grix involved in trading on the ground. Vons in the lab with Uyonga learned that this place focuses on enchanting things and developing spells, and they created some fireworks, and then everyone stayed over in the valley and watched the fireworks. And there was no cliffhanger, it was just very sweet and gentle.
Call that a valley rester.
A what?
A what?
A valley rester instead of a cliffhanger? I don't know. Yeah, cut that.
Okay.
Or don't.
Okay.
All right. So you all stayed overnight. You know, you watched some fireworks. You chilled out, and there's a decent number of shelters in the valley now, so it was pretty comfortable. And you head on back to the Arcs because you got stuff to do. You leave a beautiful, sun-drenched valley into the grand palatial foyer of the Arcs, also known as Jesse's apartment, and then you I'll head out to do your things. So, big thing that I know was going to happen is that Wealthy was going to go and be like, hey, sup, Brimstone, give me one of them sweet bodies.
Yep.
Phrase exactly like that.
Yes.
Who wants to join Wealthy on the body equivalent of going to the car dealership to try to protect her from undercoatings? And
yeah, I mean, warranties. I know a little bit about the... Sorry.
No, you're good.
I know a little bit about the... crystals and soul transference, since I've actually done it several times.
But I'm not doing a crystal transference anymore. So Joe and I are. Oh, Citroen and I are we're gonna use the mech as a
got it.
External. Almost like a
exoskeleton.
Yeah, an exoskeleton like a suit of armor.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, got it.
But less clanky.
Yeah. Yeah,
since Aaron thinks that I should have learned how not to clank, and I don't think that I can.
I mean, most armor is fitted to the wearer.
Sometimes the wearer can fit to the armor.
I was going to say, yeah, and Sidro is a wearer that can fit to the armor. There's no reason for it to be clanky.
Okay, my mistake.
No, it's fine. It's just.
Well, all right. You all head on down to Echoes, basement of a smoke shop, as you hear various plays in the background, and Brimstone is there and lets you in.
Why do they call it Echoes?
You actually weren't here when I explained that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got an explanation of that, but then I realized, Adam was not here for that.
Yeah.
Well, I should probably just go back and listen to that episode.
It's called Echoes because there are so many performances going on and a lot of kind of amphitheater-like setups, and some have roofs and walls and some don't, that you can often hear kind of. It's more like a noise floor, but you can just hear that other things are going on kind of all around you as you walk through it.
Yeah, kind of like one of those streets in New Orleans that would sound a bunch like jazz bands popping off everywhere you go, except there's a lot of other noises as well. There's probably a lot of other noises as well here, too.
Yeah. It's an arts district. They always get wild.
Huh? Yeah.
At least if it's a good one. All right. Vons, Jesse? Either Vons. One Jesse.
Either Vons.
Would one of you like to go with Wealthy for this one? Or?
I mean, like, Jesse is always down for whatever. As long as it's not in the middle of the night.
This is about
God forbid anybody should have any problems in the middle of the night.
This is really about.
That's not the point of the why she didn't want to go that time.
Truth.
Okay. Incontinence issues aside, this is really about Wealthy and goo and fashion, right? I mean, I imagine Ian could invent a reason why modern Vons, Cool Ranch Vons, winds up showing up.
I feel like Cool Ranch Vons would have heard the word mech and be like, I have to check out whatever the fuck they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, if he hears whispers.
Cool Ranch Vons was like, oh, I watched Evangelion.
Evangelion might have. Yeah, I guess that was around at the time. And
yeah,
but
yeah, I think that was done already.
He probably would have picked it up off of like old video games and Battletech and like the.
Big Armored Core fan.
Even Armored Core was kind of Japanesey. I don't know if it,
Then Battletech, which was busy ripping the serial numbers off a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't do a good enough job and got sued.
Yep.
I fucking love Battletech, but
yeah, I'm trying to decide exactly how much of a weeb
the guy who became a ninja
Cool Ranch is.
The guy who became that's a literal ninja.
That's a good
The guy
point.
Who was like, I'm in a fantasy world, I'm gonna be a ninja.
He could have been coming more from like the 80s action movie angle and not the.
Oh, I bet he's been making family. Ghost in the Shell references the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And nobody's been getting them except kind of other Grix, who's kind of done hearing it by now because probably listened to that kind of shit for so long.
He probably doesn't even notice that it's like that it's anime references anymore.
Uh huh.
Yeah. He's just like, that's just what Vons is like. He's just always looking into the mid distance and saying a thing.
Monologuing about the self.
They didn't even have the word weeb yet. It was otaku at the time, right? Yeah.
I think weeb was drifting into use by 2005.
I feel like weeb was getting popular when I was in college. Yeah.
Mm. Well, there we go.
Huh?
We've established a rich fiction. All right, you're all there.
Yeah. I've picked only up some stickers.
Only one of you feeling slightly self-conscious about the amount you enjoy.
Don't ask where stickers came from on the arcs. They're just going to look real good on the mech.
It's just random pieces of paper with Vons' glue on the back.
And they will not go on the mech.
put them exactly where you want them. My child is an honor student, just right across the ass of the mech. It's going to be great.
Lots of flame decals and Uzi decals.
They make you go faster and do more
Nickelodeon damage. Kind of look. Like you could pick your vibe.
Yeah.
So Vaughn is going with.
Yep. So, Cool Ranch, Jesse, Ultra, obviously, and Grix. All of you.
Yay,
are at
we're
this basement.
All in one place.
Amazing.
And it's a basement.
Yay. So Brimstone lets you all in and just says, "See, you brought friends this time."
Yeah, I brought friends this time. Beg pardon? Anyway, I'm here to get a mech body. So, yeah. Sidroa and I have decided that it would probably be best to go ahead and just coexist together and use the body as our exoskeleton.
Can you describe the room that we're in again? Because not everyone who is
excellent point
who has come now had come last time.
All right, that's a very good point. All right, it's a basement. Incidentally, it's fucking hot in here, especially for the arcs. Basement, like I just said, I'm very creative. It is a space that is like 90% workspace, 10% someone lives here. Basically, off in one corner, there's a rather nicely made and elaborate metal screen, you know, folding screen that's separating a small, like, you know, bed, small table, nightstand kind of living setup from everything else.
And that's enough to prevent the sparks from lighting the bed.
Yeah. Yep. And then the rest of the space, there's a huge number of workbenches and work tables, lots of things in various degrees of assembly. Cool Ranch Vaughns, these all look like android bodies to you, or robot bodies to some degree or another.
But how creepy are they?
Depends on how you feel about it.
Can I ask, does Jesse recognize anything about these mech bodies, these construct bodies?
Please define thing. Like, generally speaking, what are you kind of looking for?
I want to know if any of the design elements are familiar.
Okay. Roll a wisdom check.
Are they Davish?
Are they Mit-ish?
Oh, Mit-ish.
Yeah. Just to finish describing the room real quick, there's a huge forge in one corner as well. And you can see some of the more outer shell pieces of those bodies that are being built, you know, look like they've been hammered out. And on a shelf in the corner, there are two bodies that look mostly assembled, or at least like the torsos thereof, or torso and head. One appears to be about human, elf, other medium-sized humanoid body plan, creature-sized. And one looks to be about the size of a basketball.
Okay.
Huh. Has a big glass lens on the front of it. But all right, so Jesse, what'd you get in your wisdom check?
I got a 28 on a prime.
That is pretty fucking good. So you go and you're looking around, you're trying to see, does this remind me of anyone else? Not really. You could see a relation to, it does not remind you of Mitt. You could see some stylistic stuff with X, the digger bot.
Okay.
And it does not remind you of the Great Wizard Dave's constructs. It's certainly closer to Mitt and friends, but you do not think that this person built Mitt.
So are all of these little robots the robots that form together to make the mech that Wealthy's gonna be piloting? Or where's the big mech thing? Yeah.
Yeah, can you make that happen?
Could you make it like a bunch of lions?
What?
For no
potentially,
reason?
Potentially, though it would be very expensive.
No, I just want...
Dinosaurs or construction vehicles would also be acceptable.
Yeah.
I just want... Are we helping? Humanoid shape.
We're not helping. I don't think we're helping.
I just want a humanoid shape that's tall, okay? Just...
Oh,
but like with chicken boys, though,
right? We can
talked a lot about wanting to not about wanting to stay a halfling, though.
Yes, I want to be a halfling in my own body, but I want to be taken seriously as a mech.
Legs, though. Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
With the, you know, that AT-ST look.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go real fast.
Well, you gotta be careful of, like, bolos if uh-huh. you're gonna be a... If you're gonna, I
mean, yeah, you should be careful of those body. Anyway. That's just a really popular way to take down any mech, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Standard. Practically tradition.
Because, like, you can't... There's no way to fix it when the gyroscope goes haywire.
I'm really regretting bringing my friends along. Okay, what have you got that's ready to go? Or is everything bespoke?
Most everything is bespoke.
How long would it take you to make me one?
I can make it a rush job, but we should talk about certain limitations if you are not planning to take the transfer into a crystal route to piloting this.
Okay, what kind of limitations
just
say, are
we nothing
talking
rushes
about?
Like chicken legs. So.
These
chickens can go real fast when they want to.
Yeah. These frames are designed to interface directly with someone who is, or some being who is inside a crystal. Without it, many features are unavailable.
Like what features?
Senses of taste and smell.
Okay, we don't eat. Well, we do eat. I don't need to get into that, but we don't eat.
Vons is pondering if he's ever seen a mech lick something.
Also, without the direct interface, one, this needs to, it will need to be larger to accommodate your current body, which appears to be roughly medium. So the mech frame would have to be large. So,
like how large? Like taller than a person? Than a human?
There you go.
It's we okay. Could, go like, go hack, extra size.
You
go bigger.
Could, like hack you down.
You don't
if
you
want
doorways anymore. Who cares about sleeping inside?
You would we need could, to like, be cautious you... about door frames.
I mean, we can like hack you down. Like you've gotten smaller sometimes.
We could make one of those like vertical takeoff and landing doors, like GI Joe style.
Duck.
You just go straight up out of an
Why
elevator.
Why am I seeing Juggernaut? I have this vision of Juggernaut. And I don't know why.
Like from Marvel?
From Marvel, yes.
Sure.
I have this vision of my mech looking like Juggernaut. Not that I want to look like Juggernaut.
Do you have a voice changer that makes you sound like Vinnie Jones? Because if so, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no,
He's resistant to psychic attacks.
This is going to be a weird episode, guys. Yeah.
Yep.
It's okay. Sometimes on Tuesdays when we record after work, It's just a fucking weird episode. It's just like a fucking insane time.
Just having a weird one.
What was I going to say?
Our Tuesday episodes are pretty popular. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and write us a review.
Think 8 feet tall.
Oh, ooh, cool. Beans.
We will need to adjust several things because Sidroa, was it?
Yes.
How narrow can you get yourself, I suppose, when it comes to manipulating things. So Drew pokes out a tentacle that's about the diameter of like a finger. Yes.
Okay, can I ask you a question, Sidroa? Yes. Why the diameter of a finger?
It loses tensile strength when it gets too much thinner than that.
Ah, okay. Yes. I was just curious.
Scaling everything up to allow for that manipulation with something that size versus directly driving the various mechanisms is why it ends up being large.
Kindness once said this phrase to me that I didn't understand at the time, but maybe you do. Non-Euclidean fluid.
No. Wrong mathematician.
Non-Newtonian fluid?
Your nose is bleeding.
I mean, yeah, I know Newton. He had an apple. Gravity.
The great fig
grower. Laws of motion.
His nose is fine.
The great philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
Also a non-Newtonian fluid, by the way.
He was an end.
That's a lie. I don't know.
He figured out why the apples kept falling off his limbs.
He was an Ent?
Because they hadn't figured out cases with pop sockets yet.
What?
I don't know where that went.
I don't know.
Oh,
it's not worth chasing.
Oh no, I got it. That was really that was a real head scratcher, Adam.
Yeah, sorry.
This podcast is also an excellent source of exercise as you join us on long walks to our various jobs. I make most of them. I will own this.
No. I edit as many episodes as you do, and you're not the only one who makes jokes that go nowhere and don't make any sense.
We're a team.
They make sense. They're just not funny. That's all.
No. The problem is that sometimes they do make sense, and by the time you figure out how they make sense, it's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was originally funny.
They make sense.
At any rate.
Anyway, sorry.
The hands will also be clumsy. And if you cast, which I believe you mentioned you do, this can cause difficulties.
What if you just, like, have not hands? What if there was, like, what if it was just, like, you know, you don't have hands, you just have, like, an opening at the end of the arm so that the tendril can come out, and then you can, like, do whatever, you know, motions you gotta do. Is that possible? Or does it have to be encased?
Or we could have hands that are clumsy, but they, like, drop down, like the gloves drop down, and then we can extend our pseudopods and
Sorry, what did that noise mean?
You know, the sound that magic missile makes when it goes.
Oh.
Naturally.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So, in mechanical terms, this would probably cause the same issue, albeit with some of the spellcasting things reduced. So to go over this stuff just real quick, from actual hard numbers. So if you're shoving yourself into a frame and you are not a crystal being that is attuned to this frame and, you know, operating it as if it is its own body, but rather as a big mechanical piece of equipment you're wearing, any dexterity score above 8 is reduced to 8 while you're in the frame. If you go super extra large, and I feel like it, it can be reduced instead to 10, so you don't have that -1 penalty, but instead just having a +0 mod. But the point is, it reduces your dex. We already talked about it needing to be at least one size category above your base size category, which is currently medium. Any components or integrations that would grant senses of taste and smell cannot be used. Same with anything that would rely on those. Also, Brimstone explains this a little more eloquently, but one of the benefits of being in a mechanical body is that it can be designed to transfer shock in various ways that make it very durable, and your crystal is a small thing, and it's easy to build, like, you know, impact cages around it so it doesn't get damaged. Shoving a whole body in there, the way the frames work would be they add a certain amount of HP, and then when they're reduced to 0, they break. So you're basically increasing your maximum HP, but it's a breakable maximum, although you can repair it. The amount of HP it will grant you addition on top of your current HP is reduced by 50%. Certain passive abilities might be unavailable, in part because, like, you're too heavy, or it just doesn't work without the crystal being attuned to
you
the body.
You want me to be in that crystal, don't you?
Just letting you know there's trade-offs, because you're making it fancy armor instead of a mech, really.
But we are making it a mech, damn it.
Yeah, but it's like the exoskeleton TV show from the early 90s, that was not a great... It was silly.
Yeah. And then...
Or like the power armor in Fallout.
Yeah. And then the casting abilities would have been treated as if your character is two levels lower. I would probably drop that if you have the pseudopods, because that makes sense. And also you're already at a bit of a penalty. You could still cast higher level spells, because you have those slots, but we roll for a magical mishap. And I guess the big thing was that if you put yourself into a crystal, You'd probably have to do something slightly additional to that, but I think that might help solve your casting level penalty, because you become a being of pure energy, essentially, which feels like you kind of move beyond the "my magic was tied to that body over there."
Oh, God, I don't want to be. Okay.
This would still beef you up, and it would also have an armor class, which...
But I'd be clumsy and I'd probably hit myself with a magic missile.
That probably would not happen. In part because magic missiles do not miss their targets.
Well, that's true. What do I do?
Do you want to talk through it?
In character?
Yeah, what do I do? Friends? Tell me what to do.
I mean, if you're having a good time right now with your bud in there, like, I would say go for the non-crystal mech.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have, like, a, you know, good partnership, it seems like.
Like, if you're able to get your body back.
You already decided that you wanted to, like, not...
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll go with mech. We'll risk it.
I think somebody likes the idea of driving a mech.
Well, I could do that either way, but I feel like there's a part...
Technically, you could get into, like, a normal body and then drive a mech anyway if you wanted to, just the body and the mech, but...
No, because I'd still have the same problems I do now.
Narrator, what problems do you think those are?
Well, I mean, no, I mean...
I feel like we should go over that before you make this decision.
The problems that you were describing as not being in the crystal versus being a goo creature. That's what we have that choice. And I think I prefer to be with Sidroa than not.
Also, aww. Like, what happens to Sidroa if, like, you
that's
leave,
part of that's part of my thinking. Sidroa. Yeah, if I leave Sidroa, what does Sidroa do? I mean,
get before. Empty nest syndrome in your own skull. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'd does Sidroa have to go be in someone else if you're not in Sidroa?
No.
Well, then why in the hell did you have to stay in her for so long?
I almost died after you threw
me into a
fire.
Sound like monogamy problems. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that sounds like monogamy problems? Adam.
What?
Adam.
What?
Adam,
I'm
that's
over here.
Dire.
Entwining myself with the creature is often mutually beneficial, but is not required for my continued existence.
Except when you almost got murdered?
Sounds kind of like codependency anyway.
Like, is that what I'm hearing? I just, like, want to make sure that I understand. Because we tried to figure out how to get you out of her for a real long time.
I exist more naturally when intertwined with someone, but...
Oh, so you're, like, serial monogamy. Okay.
How often is it lethal to the host? Serial monogamy, I mean, there. Not the Sidra.
Oh.
What?
I said me being there.
Oh, this is going to be a weird episode to listen to. Mostly because I'm going to, because once it's edited, I'm going to go, it was a weird episode to listen to make, but it's just going to be weird. It's not as weird as it was.
Yeah, oh, who's editing
no,
this
it'll
one?
Still be pretty fucking weird in the edit, I think.
Fear not.
There's only so much that we can cut out before the entire premise becomes incoherent.
I don't know, it's pretty incoherent right now.
I mean, yeah, at some point it's just like John without Garfield.
I love John without Garfield.
Yeah.
So you're hanging with Sidroa and getting a exosuit mech thing. Instead of doing the Ghost in the Shell, you have a cyborg body now thing.
Yeah, seems like.
Yeah, okay. I think that's what we're going to do.
It's a little more crude, okay. But it's got this like nice 80s, 90s aesthetic thing going on, yeah?
Okay. I don't have anything in that, frankly, that size right now. So it would have to be bespoke, but I can build off of the frame I was already partially finished with. I will just start expanding it from there.
Do they get machine gun arms?
What's a gun?
Oh, yeah, you don't have that here. I'll go draw it real quick. Hold on. Wait here.
Is that like that thing that FM tried to bring back?
Yeah, but like lots of them.
What do you mean lots of them?
Well, the flying bits, the bullets, lots of those, and then like real fast and like extra double tubes.
Sorry, extra double tubes.
Yeah, we call it a barrel, but I don't know what you'd call it over here.
Oh, we got barrels here.
Yeah, there's one there in the corner.
It's got some umbrellas in it.
Yeah, see what I mean? That's what happens with words that sound like other words.
Is that a point you were trying to make? I don't remember you trying to make that point.
And on the inside of the tube, it's like a pipe, really. It's got like a little spiral, and that helps the thingy that shoots out of it spin.
I mean, we also have pipes.
Why is the spinning beneficial?
It centers the mass in its so they call it rifling.
Oh, it's like how when you shoot an arrow, it's good to have like a way that the arrow can like turn, like with the fletching. It helps it to go like where you sent it instead of getting caught in a different place.
Yeah,
like going off in the wrong place. Jesse knows a little bit.
Yeah.
Jesse knows more than Aaron.
I like the idea that we're winding up for the Gatling crossbow from the 2005-ish, 2003 Van Helsing movie.
Oh, well, you know, that was a thing in China for 2,500 years. Repeating crossbows were a real thing.
Neat. But were they attached to Hugh Jackman?
No, but they were portable, including ones that were made for women. So,
God, ancient China was so dope.
Yeah, there's an argument that machine guns were made in the first place where people couldn't see very well while shooting. And if you ask any blind members of the NRA, yeah, those are their favorites.
There you go. They'd know what they were talking about, wouldn't they?
Yeah. So it will need to be custom. It will need to be large. And I suppose the question is, what do you want it to do besides be large and protective? I don't know what a machine gun is, so I can't offer those.
Well, first we need to teach you what a gun is. But I think you know what a machine is.
Yes, thank you.
What about like beam weapons or something? Or like a big sword?
Oh yeah, can you do lasers? Ooh, actually, would solar lasers be a thing that might come up? Probably be even more useful than bullets, really.
Stop making me decide if they know what a laser is.
Well, they certainly wouldn't know what the acronym is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I suppose what is a laser? But as far as
how about light beams? Yeah.
As the conduit of some sort of spell, it would be doable. Are you able to make enchanted items? Like wands? That would be easiest. Would be just to mount it for you, essentially.
That's a cool idea. Yeah, I have access to a wand.
I mean, is that the same as being able to make a wand?
Would it need to be made, or could it be just inserted? Like,
one could be inserted, but if you wanted it to be a beam or otherwise integrated, can theoretically build you an enchanted thing myself, but
we're getting pricey.
Oh, this will already be pricey. However, I also know who you are.
But like,
and so I might be willing to arrange a payment plan.
Cool.
At this point, it's a military contract.
That doesn't mean that you don't get paid.
No, of course it doesn't. It just means that a lot of the funds are going to get like allocated weirdly to people who did nothing but make deals, I guess. Yeah. It's going to be a much bigger price tag, ultimately.
I've only been a council member for a couple of weeks now. Can I expense a mech?
Crix, make an intelligence check. Because you read the manual.
Did read the manual.
Oh, bad. Real bad. I mean, I have a whole ass 11 levels now, whatever. So, 17.
You're pretty sure that's over the spending limit they gave you for casually expensing stuff.
But that happens all the time, and they're going to lose track of that entirely once everything's like landing on the ground and getting swarmed by scary shit.
I'm going to be really honest with you. I don't like it when we talk about expense reports. expensive
on
things.
Levels, I imagine.
Like, yes. Genuinely, I really kind of hate it when we talk about embezzling.
We're not talking about embezzling. We're just talking about post-dating the check. Oh,
poor girl.
We're talking about fraud.
No. I don't love any of the things that we're saying, so I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Aaron does not feel comfortable here.
You also know that Robert Rule Smasher, the quartermaster, is keeps immaculate inventories and notes and ledgers.
I've never been more attracted to Robert Rule Smasher than I am right now.
He's still gonna have to like make those arguments at a mech later. Just pointing that out. Like, yeah, he'll have rules, but we'll have a
Grix
mech.
Grix isn't a mech. Grix is the one who would be in trouble.
No, I'll be hiding behind the mech.
Yeah. Or maybe hiding in its storage compartment.
Uh-huh.
Depending on who they call in, that may not stop them. At any rate.
It'll be fine. We'll be on the ground. Totally different government by then.
Yeah. So.
What do you think is going to happen when we land?
Anarchy? Call me wrong!
I mean, I feel like that's not going to be what happens, given that pretty much everyone here is fairly invested in their society continuing to exist.
Otherwise, we wouldn't care if the arcs crashed.
And you're all going to be trapped in a shield bubble.
They're invested in the community continuing to exist. The society's going to change no matter what happens.
Well, that's...
I mean, fair, but there's a difference between society changing and straight-up anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped
that'll be up to the corrupted.
I dropped the link to the Rules and Roberts tabletop role-playing game in the chat, which is made by Molindustria on Itch. And it's a tabletop role-playing game that teaches you Robert's Rules of Order.
But did anyone second you dropping the link in the chat before you did it?
And it's in canon. We're going to have to put it into the show notes.
I move that we discuss the Rules and Roberts.
Did I hear Ian second that?
I think perhaps Ian seconded.
I and seconded then we put it by virtue of it already happened. All right. So.
That sounds like a great one for a Xeno attribute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, possibly.
Mm. Yeah. But all right. So, Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Laser beams of light have been proposed. This guy can theoretically build you.
Just tossing it out there.
This guy can theoretically build you a weapon like that, although it will cost hella money, and these are already going to be expensive. I think we talked about like 5,000 to 10,000 for the base frame last time.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it's fucking expensive.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. This guy's building you a high-tech magical body. You're talking to one of the only people that can build you a full-on body.
Well, Vons might be coming into a glue fortune here soon.
I feel like the margins on glue probably aren't high enough.
Then it really has to go by quantity. It's a good thing he's been working so long at it.
Do whatever you have to. I'll be in debt for the rest of my life. It doesn't matter. I've got things I need to do after we land the arcs anyway, and I'm gonna need a body. So let's.
It's not like Wealthy isn't still paying off student loans anyhow.
Uh-huh. Oh, don't even talk to me about student loans.
But what would you like it to do besides? Well, I guess first off, how large do you want it to be? It could be even larger than the size proposed.
And it's large.
If you want to go above 12 feet, it gets complicated.
No, I think 8 feet. How tall is Photius?
Like,
did I say 7 feet for him?
Six yeah, like upper six.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He wasn't so tall that Aracene couldn't reach up and like pull him down to kiss her. So he can't have been higher than about seven.
Yeah, I think he
really
was
just seven.
He think it goes around 7 feet.
Not counting the horns.
No, not counting the horns.
8 feet's fine. 8 feet's fine. I'm going to have to duck to go through most doorways anyway, so.
How horny was he? Not counting Aracene.
About as horny as Aracene.
He kept up.
The only times that we ever found out about them being horny was together. Well, him being horny was together.
Aracene was horny at all times.
Aracene was never not horny.
Yes. Okay, so 8 feet tall, appropriate mass to support it. This will be wide and thick, either with a K or an extra C, depending on how you're feeling.
It's really a question about whether it's top heavy or bottom heavy, isn't it?
That actually is an important question. Do you have a preference?
I think bottom heavy.
So an extra C.
Yes. I assume you want legs.
Oh, you could get
how
treads.
How else could I get around?
But I still vote for the chicken legs. But treads are an option.
Why chicken legs? Are you trying to make her be like that folktale? Or
fine pigeon.
Their mobility is actually higher, and you could potentially get through lower doorways.
It also allows for a greater jumping height.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm fine. I have no idea what I'm doing anymore.
You regret ever having...
Yes, I regret having them come with me.
Suggested that anyone come with you at all.
I think they handle recoil better, too. Hmm. But that's not an issue here.
So you'll just be like a box on legs.
No, I'll look like a person, won't I? You know, like a humanoid.
Yes. Unless you desire otherwise.
Okay. God. I just want to look like a humanoid. And I want to be tall, and I want to be able to have a wand in one hand while holding a wand in the other.
Yeah. So maybe don't go for the chicken leg. Maybe keep it simple.
Yeah, I'll just have regular legs, but I'll be a little bit bottom heavy. So that
you could use these racing stripe stickers I got right here.
That makes
no
faster.
Stickers.
Yeah, that'll help you look. Yeah, no, you'll go faster. It's proven.
No,
totally. Stickers. Something about aerodynamics.
Oh God. Okay. You're hitting on a major. Major squick, okay? Oh. You're hitting on a major squick.
Okay.
Sorry.
There's a reason why I don't have any tattoos.
It's gonna be real annoying when some kid writes wash me in your butt.
Oh, God, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Okay, so bottom heavy so that I can't be, you know, like, plowed into and immediately fall over. And about how fast will I be able to go? I mean, is it...
You will be slower per step, but you'll also have a very long stride, so...
Okay, so it'll make up for it.
Yes.
It'll still go faster than a human. As a human. Okay. Still faster than me as a halfling. Can anybody else think of... Okay, so will we... How will we see out?
How do you see now?
That is a very good question.
They're saying you'll have ocular sensors.
About 20/20. Probably.
Kind of depends on the quality of your cables, inside joke.
We could put a... essentially helmet with their protective shielding, or we could see about interfacing you with some lenses and using those.
Like a periscope, maybe?
Possibly.
The creature in the Mandalorian. Oh, God, no.
It would let you eliminate a weak point, but everything knows to target the head. If you have a very squat one or don't have one, well, that can be an advantage.
Yeah, the thing about humanoid frame is all of your weak points are still your weak points. Yeah.
I really think like box on chicken legs is a great a great way to go.
I've always enjoyed that look with like little shooty shoots on the side.
Shooty
very
shoot.
Very efficient.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who knows what they're shooting? Could be a lot of things. There's been so many versions of it.
Well, it sounded like you wanted a humanoid. I'm just going to assume you would like a head with at least something remotely resembling a face for people to look at so they know where to look.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to deform the head.
I wouldn't. No, no, he's not going to form the head.
Do you have any desires for what the face looks like?
Don't make it hideous? I mean, I don't know.
Hideousness is a cultural construct. at least that's what, you know.
And even then, subjective.
Hank and Kindness always tell me.
Oh, God damn it.
Is that a backhanded compliment?
No, it's
Are
like
they being mean to you when they say that?
No, it's how they explain that, just because other people, haven't, been into me, doesn't mean that, I'm not, you know, hot.
Yeah, see, it's fair that attraction is subjective,
it's because I thought that they were, making fun of me.
Uh-huh. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm the opposite of whatever you think is going on here,
man. Okay.
No, I thought, oh, well, they're just being weird, pretending to like me, and actually I'm hideous. And they were like, no, hideousness is a cultural construct, and you were part of the wrong culture before. Actually, we really like you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Hey, you haven't, hung out with me and my spouses very much, but we're, really into each other and have a really good relationship, so...
Oh, no, I thoroughly believe you. I mean, they're your spouses, after all. I'm sure that they're totally into you and that that everybody's having a great time.
Sounds like we're ripe for an episode, couple episodes of Vaughn staying the weekend at the household. Sounds like a great side plot.
I mean, I listen to it.
Well, you abandoned lockdown episodes a bit ago, sir.
Do my best to try to keep things remotely moving in. Six episodes for one night was not bad.
Yeah, total side note, I didn't have a formal version of they/them. What is the formal version of they/them?
If someone knows, write us, because I would love the answer.
Okay. That helps me feel a little less awkward about that. It felt weird even, spitting it out. But I needed overly formal, aggressive they/them, and I didn't have it.
Thou thine.
No, that's aggressively informal, babe.
Is it?
Okay. I appreciate the catch.
Yeah. the point of thou is that it's informal.
Sure. Never mind. Yeah.
I know some people who would use the word zer. Mm-hmm.
I could see that. I like that. That's also the
word. Or zam.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. They also connect that with, other Z-based things, which feels like a whole sidestep of the whole situation, which is not necessarily what people are after.
Yeah. Yeah. But all right. This is an educational podcast. All right. So wealthy. You got big. You got not hideous face. You got humanoid body plan, presumably with the knees bending the normal way.
The normal way, yes.
At least you'll be able to sit on a couch while destroying it.
Yeah, some of the couches around here are stone. They might be okay.
Yeah.
Gonna take a wild guess here and assume you want it to be heavily armored.
Yeah.
And mounting for a wand. Is there anything else? It can't fly.
It can't fly?
No. That's exclusive to if you are in a crystal.
Oh, okay.
Or you have access to jet technology.
If I cast fly, can it fly?
Yes.
Okay.
Assuming your fly spell has a high enough capacity, but the chickadee.
How much is it going to end up weighing?
Oh, easily 1.5 tons.
Yes, probably that. It will be heavy.
Oh my god, I might as well just stay in the armor and clank.
Do you need a blacksmith to help you fit that armor? Because I know a few.
No.
It shouldn't clang.
Everybody keeps telling me that.
They are correct.
WD-40.
I've been telling you that for weeks.
It makes you easier to find in a crowd. What's wrong with that?
Why the fuck do you not believe me when I say this shit?
You don't know he's clanking on a battlefield. It's fine.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, it'll be a ton and a half. Sidroa is strong, but how do we need to be strong, or has it got like some kind of magic that makes it move?
It will Mechs have.
Aren't really known for their like calligraphy, you know.
Well, strength, not dexterity. It will have strength multipliers built in to let you move it naturally and smoothly.
Okay. All right.
Otherwise, I would just send you to have someone make you 6-inch thick iron armor and call it good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But the strength mostly goes towards holding up that armor and staying upright.
With the right modifications, it can also go to punching through a wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that would be nice.
I will see what I can do.
Knocking down doors a la Andrew the Giant. Uh-huh. Ooh, my nose.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, man. BioShock wasn't made yet. Was it?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I think they came out a little bit later.
Shoot. Because a Big Daddy would be a great, like,
vibe. 2007. Maybe
so maybe you saw preview stuff. Maybe there was a trailer. Saw some screenshot and some PC Gamer. Okay. Where do you want the wand mount to be?
Let's go ahead and put the wand mount or the mounted wand.
Is it possible to encase the wand a little bit so that it's as survivable as the rest of the internals?
Yes.
Maybe
this would be the wand you aren't holding.
One I know.
Hold anything with these hands, but I thought you wanted something that was on a.
Yes, yes. I'm trying to figure out something.
Shoulders and forearms are common. One particularly interesting individual.
Let's do it on the right forearm, and the wand will be mounted on the left forearm.
This is Ian stepping back for a second. How are there two wands when you only have one? Or are you asking them to also make the?
Yeah, also make the wand.
Okay. Might as well. I mean, if you're financing,
in for a penny, in for a pound. I mean, you know.
You gotta go for the leather suits if you're itself, financing.
Sure. Yeah. And a turbo.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. The personal wand attachment point. Which forearm did you want it to be on?
Ooh, can we add spoilers
on the right? We're not adding spoilers to my.
I know you didn't want stickers, but spoilers.
Think of how much it could help you stay on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Chrome exhaust, big one.
I can work on all of these. Not those.
It's got to have an exhaust.
The custom enchantment weapon and the mount for your personal wand, which will also be protected. And when do you need this by?
Yes, when guys. Are we, when guys, when are we planning on, you know, setting about going, doing the arc? How fast can you have it?
That's not fair.
Just have him finish it just before this whole thing lands. Cause
if he cannot finish it by the time we're ready to land the arcs, then there's no reason to have him start on
it. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just have him finish it right before we land. Give him a little elbow room, get things right. Okay, 2 days before we land so that you can test it, I guess. Yeah.
So I think we said it was going to be like 4 to 6 weeks to get all the shield stuff set up, something like that. So basically Brimstone can finish it. It'll be close-ish, but it'll get done in time for the landing.
Okay, let's do it.
Sweet.
And it may be possible for you to have a shakedown cruise with it so you can get used to it. Maybe not a full effectiveness, shortly before if you're doing like one of the shield defense things or whatever. But
okay,
one of the shield building party defense things. But okay, cool. So Brimstone, we'll get to that. There is one last important question.
Mm-hmm.
What color do you want it to be?
Pearly white.
And it's a goo mech.
What? Yeah.
I believe I am on the inside, so I will not clash with the color scheme.
That's just hydraulics.
Pearly white it is.
I actually had this vision of filigree, but that's probably a little bit too much to ask for.
Vons whips out a paintbrush.
You're not coming anywhere near my suit.
Vaughn's pouts.
If you know someone who, it would add too much time
for yeah.
me to do
yeah.
it personally, but if you know somebody who could,
I don't think I know anybody. You could
have them work on exterior pieces while I finish the rest.
All right. If we survive this, then I'll go ahead and think about that, but right now, I just want it before we land.
You mean well. If?
You never know. You just never
just
know.
Saying, we could filigree some stickers.
There would be no stickers.
Sorry, Kelly.
No, it's all right. No, I've always had this thing about nope, don't write on me, don't.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
It's one of those things.
Natural body, like thoughts. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
All right,
that's okay. I'm not teasing that. Vaughn's just sees a.
There's a lot.
Like the closest
of
thing you see
there.
To like. Yeah, he sees this like Fast and the Furious kind of opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's getting goofy with it. That's all.
Or like when you get a new laptop at work and mm-hmm. you know, you're
yeah.
All your
you want to put all the hacker stickers on it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I will get started on this immediately.
Every time I see a laptop with an EFF sticker on it, I'm like, oh, hey.
That one looks like X the Bot. We know them. It.
Who's X the Bot?
It, I believe, although X is not very talkative.
No. I think it like mostly was beeped, sort of.
Favorite word is something along the lines of, yes.
Yeah. It's on the ground.
I hope in one piece and well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, the last time we saw it, it was, like, totally chill. Did you make it?
I did some repair work.
Oh, okay. Do you know who made it?
No, actually.
Oh.
I believe X is friends with the one they call Mitt as well, and
we know Mitt.
I do not know his creator either. It's been lightly bothersome. It's very strange, because I make bodies, I don't make fully autonomous constructed creatures. And most of those that have ever done so tend to brag. And so it's very weird to not be able to discern who made them.
Did they know who made them?
I'm not sure they do.
Oh, that seems like a bummer.
I didn't pry very far because I considered the possibility of the same thing, yes.
Yeah, that's fair. Huh.
Is Mitt doing well?
How do you tell if Mitt's doing well? Like, he's just got such a can-do attitude, you know? Like, how would you ever know?
Well, that reassures me that he has not died on the ground, so.
Oh, no, he's not dead.
Good.
Probably. I mean.
Not as far as I know.
He's going to have himself a little Minecraft kingdom down there.
Going to?
Last yeah. time you were
there, he built himself a base.
Yeah.
He's working on that redstone wiring.
Yeah, he and the other, Ursula and X, I think it was just those two. If there were more bots that I don't remember.
Those are the three that you know were there.
Yeah, they're like down on the ground already. They're like, you know, trying to secure like a spot. Doing that a pretty good job, like digging out, I think.
That is good to hear.
Yeah.
Hopefully after we land I can go visit.
Yeah, I hope so too. We gotta figure out like how to link all the spots up in like a safe way, I think. But yeah. So, can you remind me of one thing? Brimstone is some sort of cooled lava creature?
Yeah. Looks like if it made a creature out of lava and then let the outer crust cool, so most of it was kind of black-brown stone, but you could still see the glowing orange and red inside.
Got it.
But built much like a dwarf if you kind of scaled them up by like 25%.
Like it's like a rock golem with eczema.
That's such a grim description.
do you mind my asking, like, does the internal heat sort of thing that it looks like you have make it like easier to use all your stuff here?
You do lava forging?
Yeah.
Is that rude to ask?
If it's rude to ask, don't answer.
I do not use myself to forge things, but I am very heat tolerant.
Well, that's good.
And I do not burn, which is extremely convenient.
Yeah. Sweet. I was going to say cool, but like it sounds like not. But, you know.
Cool to the touch.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for tolerating us here, man. This is kind of usually what it's like whenever we go places, so thanks.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, cool chat. Bye. Yes.
And you all leave. And Wealthy's going to have a cool mech body. Eventually. And that's where we'll wrap the episode.
Oh, wow. Yay.
That checks out. I mean, yeah.
So I just want you guys to know.
You did one scene for an hour. So I, yes.
I just want you guys to know this is the only thing that I wrote. Getting Weldroa the armor. Everyone came. Jesse and Cool Vons are not very helpful. Lasers? Question mark. That's it.
I mean,
it's pearlescent armor.
Like a lot of other stuff was discussed, and I just couldn't ever figure out if it was gonna be like the final thing, so I didn't take those notes.
Don't worry, I couldn't figure out if it was gonna be the final thing. But all right, cool. So I will design a cool body.
Great.
Cool beans.
Primary attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @primeattribute. And @primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Sorry, Wit, is the cat doing that thing again? Trying to get into the closet?
I don't hear it, but I'll
okay,
listen.
Then never mind.
Cool.
It must be coming from the neighbors.
Well, we needed some B-roll anyway.
Okay.